Diamond Hardy, man, it is a pleasure to have you, and especially because I love the title. The title is The Time Is Now. Why is it that the time is now?
That title actually came from the title of our report, which came from one of our Black Voices working group members, Gloria Neal. She said, the time is right now. We've been in quite a past 2 years where we're talking about uprisings, we're talking about the importance of Black lives and Black safety. And so the time is right now. We can't wait. These recommendations, the critical information needs of Black communities, the stories of joy and of history, we need them right now. There's no more waiting. We need to get to work today.
I'm speaking with Diamond Hardiman. She is manager for News Voices Colorado, and she's part of the group of panelists who are going to be talking this afternoon. Tell us about the other panelists that will be joining you in this conversation.
So we have some of our working group members that will be joining us on the panel. We have Amy Brown, who used to work with Open Media Foundation. And what she did there was really work on their diverse hiring and retention work. So they have career engines that help hire diverse candidates. They have mechanisms that they use to track diversity in media ecosystems. And then we have Tia Trent. She works with Project Voice. So she's an organizer and community activist, and she works with youth. And she really brought a lot of that perspective to that report. How can we make this work intergenerational? And then we finally have Gloria Neal. And Gloria Neal is many things, including a former journalist. So she can really talk about diversity in newsrooms and what it's going to take to not just increase the number of Black journalists and Black stories, but what kind of infrastructure, what kind of support that they'll need so that they feel safe and that they can thrive in these newsrooms. And then it'll be moderated by the wonderful Tina Griego so that we can really dig deep into a lot of these topics.
Why is it important to have the presence of more people of color in media today more than ever?
It's critical to have more voices of color and specifically Black voices in media today because the way that we share stories, the ecosystems that we have, it's critical for that to be a part of this media ecosystem that we're talking about. When we're talking about how do you get access to housing, critical things around COVID, things around food. That's important for Black communities and Black Coloradans, and they deserve to be included in the chains of information that are shared out in ways that reflect what they see and need from their communities. But even more than that, it's also about narratives. Historically, people of color and Black communities have been left out of narratives about what communities are, what America is. And so the time is right now to rethink and redo and recreate and rebuild the ways that we've been able to operate that leaves people of color and Black voices on the margins instead of in the center, highlighted, bringing new ideas and new ways of sharing information and stories into this media space.
During this panel discussion, you will also be talking about the newly released Black Voices Report. Why is this important?
Yeah, this is so exciting, and I really want everyone and anyone that can join to really listen in on how we talk about and summarize this report. It's very different than any other report that we're talking about, and it's almost a misnomer that we named it a report, because what it really is a call to action. In it, we have five large recommendations, but under each recommendation, we have strategies and tactics for newsrooms to take, for funders to take, and for communities to take so that we can all work together to strengthen the information and stories that we're sharing and the ways that they center Black communities, and to also think about how we're shifting power and resources. So because we have these tactics and strategies lined out, there's so many actions for communities to take today. They can leave the conversation tomorrow and be ready to do something the next morning with what's in this call to action and report.
I have been speaking with Diamond Hardiman, manager for New Voices Colorado. We have been talking about an event happening this afternoon, and it's called The Time Is Now. And it is a moment to listen from the participants in how to really bring together these five recommendations that you have been explaining to me right now to implement them and to explore how Colorado can follow the lead of Black communities to transform news media. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Rosanna. I'm always happy to talk with you and KGMU, and we're really excited for this report and to share it with the world because it's going to take everybody in community. And so I'm so excited to be able to talk with you today.
For KGNU, I am Rosanna Longo-Better.